Hi, this is David Torriello with XBRL US. You're here for another podcast in our 2012 National Conference podcast series. Today with us is Lisa Cousineau. Lisa is manager of XBRL Professional Standards and Best Practices with Thomson Reuters Acelis. Thomson Reuters is a platinum sponsor of our national conference this year, and we thank them for that, and we welcome Lisa this afternoon. Lisa, how do you feel the rollout of XBRL is progressing? What have you seen or heard from your clients?
Well, David, the rollout of XBRL is definitely progressing. Large accelerated filers have now worked on at least 4 detailed tagging submissions as of the second quarter of this year, while others have just completed their first detailed tagging submission. The more experienced filers are getting comfortable with the process and with XBRL in general. In many cases, they are experienced at navigating the U.S. GAAP taxonomy and are much more knowledgeable of dimensional tables within their own taxonomy. The last wave of filers who have just completed their first detailed tagging filing are celebrating their success. They've invested a significant amount of time reviewing elements, creating custom extensions, and learning all about rendering issues with the SEC viewer. Their next challenge will be working on their first detailed tagging filing of their 10K. They will start to look at how their footnotes are written to determine if they really do need to include so much detail. They will be doing some spring cleaning to see if there are any numbers they can remove from their disclosures. It's all a part of the learning process, and this learning process is so important. That's why we here at Disclosure Solutions really take the time to work with our customers so they understand not just how to do something, but why they are doing it. Public companies once thought that block tagging financial statements was a challenge. Now that they are detail tagging, they can look back and say that block tagging wasn't so bad after all. And in a couple of years, as XBRL continues to progress and companies standardize their processes, they will feel that way about detail tagging as well.
Thanks, Lisa. What do you think will ultimately make the XBRL process easier for your clients?
Well, David, I believe that time and experience will make the XBRL process easier for our clients and all filers in general. The first time you do something is always the hardest, but with time, things get easier. If you remember the first time you tried to ride a bike, you may have fallen several times, but you always got back up and tried again. As our clients become more familiar and more comfortable with detail tagging and dimensional tables, the process will get easier. Our clients are also learning that it becomes much more challenging to address last-minute edits to their 10Qs and 10Ks, especially when XBRL is involved. They can wordsmith the MD&A section of their filing up until they file, but they are trying to change their corporate culture and lock down changes to the footnotes a day or so before they file, as it can become more complicated to determine the impact any changes will have to their XBRL document. Making these internal changes to their processes combined with increased XBRL knowledge really goes a long way. It is important to stay on top of the latest XBRL news and information available. We make sure our customers are aware of timely news and helpful tips. Their relationship with their customer first team, which is specific to their industry, is also very important. They always have a go-to expert, a team of experts really, ready and waiting, because learning and implementing a new process such as XBRL can be overwhelming. We do whatever it takes to make sure our customers are prepared. In addition, emerging technologies such as Disclosure Solutions Profile will help ease the burden on public companies with XBRL compliance requirements. Ultimately, the process will get easier with each filing. Repetition, repetition, repetition.
That's a great message, Lisa. Practice does make perfect.
I want to thank Lisa Cousineau for joining us today and giving us her thoughts. I want to thank Thomson Reuters, our platinum sponsor at this year's XBRL US National Conference. I encourage everyone to find out more information about the event at xbrl.us.